Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out. It is much appreciated. Thought we'd do a little bit of Bears. It's funny, like, I've been thinking a lot on the different platforms that I'm on. There's an insatiable appetite for Bears content. But I feel like until we get to at least July 16th, or unless there's some sort of news that breaks between now and then, that we've pretty much exhausted a big portion of, like, the football. We'll get back to it once we see Caleb Williams in camp, like that sort of thing. So whether I'm working at the Score and Dan and I and Studs, Ray and Layla are thinking up different topics to get you all involved in the show, or if I'm working on TV, my producer Anthony and I, like, we go through, hey, how are we going to talk about the Bears with this guest or this guest? And what are the things that we can do to talk about the Bears when there isn't a lot of content coming from 1920 Football Drive? So this interesting offer came our way. Greg Gabriel, who used to be the scouting director for the Bears, I've known for forever, he's worked in scouting for 30 years, was going to be on the show. And yeah, we could have done the, hey, Greg, let's go over your grades of the Bears rookie class coming into the draft. We could have done that, but I figured we had an opportunity here to get perspective from someone who's been around the NFL for, you know, 35 years, which takes us back to the time of Mongo McMichael. I mean, I think honestly, Greg's been around the league for 40 years. But it takes us back there. So what I said to Anthony, and he and I like kind of went back and forth on, I'm like, what if we did a segment where we just talked about the guys that are going to the Hall of Fame? Like, I'm really excited about this. I think this is a cool thing. to have the Bears have three representatives going into the hall. And sure, Julius Peppers is more Carolina Panther than he is Chicago Bear. But considering how big of an acquisition he was as a free agent, he spent some good years and played some important games for the Bears. Division and conference championship games for the Bears. So I think the Bears and Bears fans can claim him a little bit. So this is what I got for you. I wanted you to hear this because I don't know if you saw it. But I was like, hey, can I throw this on House of L? And the producers were like, sure. So, yeah, we're doing that. If you'd like to hear some stories about Mongo McMichael and Julius Peppers and the drafting of Devin Hester, you will want to stick around for this episode. The guest is Greg Gabriel. The format is NBC Sports Chicago. We had a conversation about all three of those guys. You will enjoy it. Take a listen. Greg, thanks so much for joining us. I wanted to ask you about some Hall of Famers because the Bears are going to be the story in Canton in a couple of months. Mongo McMichael is going into the Hall of Fame, and it's taken a lot of work to get people to recognize how great a player he was. I know that you weren't working for the Bears back then, but you were in the league. What did people tell you about Steve McMichael, and why is he worthy of this?
Well, I'm going to say one thing. He was a tough guy to play against. I mean, you know, back then, say the 85 Bears, 86 Bears and stuff, I was with the Giants, and we always had to compete with the Bears. In fact, the 85 Bears, we played them in the playoff game. That was the real windy game at Soldier Field where Sean Landetta whiffed on a punt. And the Bears went on to win that game, ended up winning the Super Bowl. We went to the Super Bowl the next year. But, you know, Mongo was just one tough competitor, and he could wreck a ball game. He was an excellent run defender. But how about this? And I didn't even realize it until I looked it up recently. He had 95 sacks. In 9 years, he had eight or more sacks in his career, 3 years over 10 sacks. For an interior defensive lineman, that's an amazing stat.
It really is. So and it's hard because he was on a defense with so many dominant guys, and you were part of an organization that had a bunch of dominant guys on defense too. So sometimes some of those guys don't get the due that they're due, and so it's nice to see that Mongo is getting his.
Yeah, it obviously took some time, and there are some great players on that day, just like we had some great players on our Giants, and a few of them are in the Hall of Fame now, but like Harry Carson, Lawrence Taylor, etc. But yeah, it's great, and especially under the circumstances of being, now that I've been in Chicago 23 years, you know the situation a lot better, and just really happy for him and his family.
When you were at Hallis Hall, Julius Peppers became one of the biggest free agents that the Bears had ever signed. What was it like to see that version of him? And I remember Brian Urlacher saying that he's the best football player he's ever seen. What was it like? What was the energy like when the Bears made the move to bring Pep in?
Well, we had made the decision really a couple weeks before free agency started. We did a lot of work. And then, I don't know if you knew the story, but Lovey took a private plane down there. At that time, you know, free agency opened up at midnight. Lovey takes a private plane down to Charlotte and is like knocking on the door of Pepper's house at midnight. Say, I'm here and you're coming back to Chicago. And which Julius did, he took the flight back. Obviously, some talk went on before that between the Bears front office and his agent. But when you just saw him, he was just a physically imposing specimen. I mean, the guy, and this was a later part of his career, but he was still in rare shape, great physique. He had length. He had speed. I mean, here's a guy, 295 pounds, that could run like in the 4.5s, which was unheard of. And the way he could dominate a game and actually free up other defensive linemen and the linebackers, it was just a pleasure having him on the football team then.
I remember a practice in Bourbonnais, and watching two guys that you know really well, and the guy that I want to talk about next. I remember seeing a play where Julius Peppers was able to, on a pass to Devin Hester, track down Devin Hester. And I remember saying to other reporters, like, I can't believe that I just saw that. That's how special of an athlete Julius Peppers was in that body, in 6'7", you know, 290, to be able to chase down the fastest guy in the NFL is pretty crazy. But I know that your relationship with Devin Hester and getting Devin Hester into a Bears uniform is unique. How did that work? How did you guys pull that off?
I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water, and he absolutely loved it. And now, when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again, BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Well, you know, and obviously in the weeks leading up to the draft, we came to a decision that our draft was going to be centered about around drafting Devin Hester. So it's just a matter of how do we go about doing it. And for a guy who's strictly going to be a return guy at that point, how high a pick do you got to use? And so there was a lot of discussion going back and forth. And it, going into the draft, we had a first, we had a second, we didn't have a third. I think our first round pick was number 26. So we decided in the days leading up to the draft that we'd trade out because there wasn't really a player that we were hot to trot on, say, to take a 26, but we wanted Danielle Manning, and we knew we could get Danielle Manning in the second round. So we decided to trade down and pick up a third, which we didn't have, and that would fill that hole in the draft that was there going into the process. So I would say 3 or 4 days before the draft, we started making calls and just let teams know, hey, look, we may be willing to move down. There's a guy we want. If he's not there, we're ready to move. So if you're interested, just give us a call. Well, we ended up having 6 or 7 calls. And then it became chaotic because it was like, okay, whose deal do you want? And Indianapolis and Buffalo were the most aggressive. We ended up taking the Bills deal. We got a second from them and their third. So then it was the decision, okay, who do we take first? Do we take Danielle first or do we take Devin first? And we thought, well, Danielle might not last to that later second round pick, and Devin may because of his single quality of just being a return guy, so to speak. So that's the decision we made, and it almost backfired on us because, you know, we picked Danielle Manning with the early two, and then we're just waiting to get to our pick, which I think was like 57 or something like that. And he's still there and we're on the clock. So I call him. And if you recall the way our draft room was set up back then, we, you know, my office was right next to the draft room, and I'd go into my office to call the guys. It wasn't anything like the Bears draft room now. So I go in to call him and I said, Devin, this is Greg Gabriel from the Chicago Bears. How'd you like to be a Bear? Because we're getting ready to draft. He goes, for real? And I go, well, yeah, why wouldn't it be for real? And he said, well, because Tennessee called me and said they were going to draft me and they never did it. Well, as it turns out, Tennessee had a pick about, I don't know, in the mid-40s. And there was an argument going on between the coaching staff and the personnel staff. Personnel staff wanted Devin. The coaching staff wanted a running back who ended up being Lendell White from USC. Well, the coaching staff won the discussion, and they ended up taking Lendell White. And you've heard Floyd Reese, who was the GM at the time, and he's talked about it. He regretted it ever since. But it was, like I said, it almost backfired on us because if things had fallen the way Tennessee wanted it to fall, then he would never have been there for our second round pick.
So after all of this, you go through the whole thing, you end up drafting Devin. Obviously, you scouted him and you knew that he had this really special trait. Did even you think that in that 06 season, he would do what he did and be such a game changer?
Well, you knew he was going to be special. I mean, you go back and you watch the tape. I remember we had a meeting with, it was just strictly special teams meeting leading up to the draft, and Dave Tobe was in there. And we watched a bunch of tape on Devin. There was one return that just jumps out at me. It was against Duke, and it was in his second last year at Miami. And he must have made 7 players on Duke's team miss tackles the way he did, like from figure eights and changed direction. And basically, I think it was about a 90-yard return for a touchdown, but he probably ran 130 or 140 yards. And you saw how special he was when he had the ball in his hand. And we saw that right away. And obviously, Bears fans then saw it when we opened up that season in Green Bay and he returned a kick for a touchdown in the opening game. And then, you know, the rest of the season was kind of crazy. What, he had like 7 touchdowns as a rookie or something. So, you know, just a special player. But what we found out about Devin during the year, you know, we drafted him as a corner. He played 3 different positions at Miami. He was a wide receiver, played corner, and he played running back. He never really got in tune with any one position. And Lovie had gone down to work him out during the owners' meetings. The owners' meetings were in Orlando that year. And he snuck out one day, went down to Miami, worked out Devin and a corner, Kelly Jennings. And had we stayed at 26, Kelly would have been one of the guys in discussion at that point. But Lovie came back and liked his skill set to play corner, but he was very, very raw. So, you know, during the year, he was our number one returner, obviously, but our fifth corner. And so in practice, because he was the fifth corner, he had to double up as the scout team receiver in practice. Well, when he was playing receiver in practice, the regular defensive backs were having a hard time covering the guy. So it was during that season, his rookie season, that we made the decision that the following spring we'd move him over to the offensive side of the ball. We just wanted to get the ball in his hands as much as we could.
Well, Greg, this was great. We really appreciate you jumping on Football Night in Chicago and giving us some incredible backstory on what's going to be an awesome day for the Chicago Bears as a franchise with Mongo and Julius Peppers and Devin Hester going into the hall. Sir, thank you very much.
Lawrence, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, my friend.
At some point before the Hall of Fame ceremony, I'm going to reach out to Dan Hampton and see if he'll come and hang out on the podcast. I have a lot of questions for him about Mongo because I don't know if anyone knows Mongo better than Hamp does. And I hope that Mongo's not going to go to Canton. He's just not well enough to make that trip. The Hall of Fame is going to come to him, which I think is great. I think Jared is still going to do the induction speech, but I think it's great that the Hall of Fame is like, yeah, obviously we would like for him to be in Canton, but we get it. It doesn't make sense to, you know, move a guy 200 miles, 250 miles or whatever it is, and have him here when we can just go to him. So I like that the Hall of Fame is doing that. But I ran into Hamp at NBC Sports Chicago a few weeks ago, and I was talking to him about Mongo, and at the time things looked a lot more bleak. Like, it was before he had been put into the Hall of Fame and he hadn't been doing well. And so I was talking with Hamp about him taking the band and them playing for him. You know, Hamp is a musician. He's a fairly accomplished musician too. And I just thought it was cool. And as someone that I still consider to be a friend in Hamp, I just told him that it meant a lot to me to see him being that good of a friend to Mongo. And I think it's a good template. And I think Chicago has done a good job of rallying around Mongo. Obviously, the people that are close to him have done it. Misty, Jarrett, Hamp, a bunch of former Bears. It does feel like a celebration for all of us, though, and it's cool. Because when you think about it, and like I said to Greg inside the interview, I don't think that people gave him enough credit during his career because he was a wild man. You know, he was a wild man, and he was on a defense surrounded with Hall of Famers. He's playing next to Dan Hampton. He's playing next to Richard Dent. He's playing in front of Mike Singletary. Like, that defense was so absurd with the amount of talent. So much so that you could make the argument that Mike Singletary is the seventh best player on that defense. Think about that. So I'm glad that Greg was able to share some of the stories and talk a little bit about what it was like to think about him as a competitor inside of the NFL. And I also think the Devin Hester stuff is hilarious. What you couldn't see is when I was telling the story about Pep chasing Hester down, like Greg, like nodding his head. Like, think about that. Devin Hester gets a smoke route. Pep is on the other side of the formation. Pep picks the right angle and takes his 6'7", 300-pound self and cuts off Devin Hester. Like, that type of stuff is ridiculous, and I'm glad I got to witness it firsthand. got a chance to see that and go, oh my God, like that's what special looks like. Do you know that there are people who believe that Julius Peppers, even with his Hall of Fame induction, didn't reach his full potential? How scary is that? It's fascinating to think about. You mean to tell me a guy who's a Hall of Famer and is in, what, the top five in sacks all time didn't reach his potential? Yeah. Yeah. Scary. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I enjoy bringing it to you. We'll have more stuff, I promise, this week. I'm excited I get to tape the last episode of Sports Adjacent. I'm going to be on with the boys. So make sure you check out the last couple of episodes to catch up before we do the finale on Wednesday, and it'll be out Friday morning. I appreciate your time. I will talk to you soon. Peace.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.